Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Numbers 1420 to 1500. M.R., Number 1423. The Law of God. I cannot express upon paper how deeply my heart is stirred as I realize that time is so short. Let no one read the Bible indifferently. The fullness of iniquity will be reached when piety and the truth of the Word of God are ignored, and then the words of David are appropriate. It is time for Thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void Thy law. Any fallacy is likely to be received by a people who make void the law of God. There is a crisis just ahead of those who are acting on a short-sighted policy. The rulers of the land will take their position above the great Creator of the world. The claims of a false Sabbath will be brought to the front, and the rulers and the people will act upon the principle of a short-sighted policy. The false Sabbath, the first day of the week, will be accepted, and the rulers will unite with the man of sin to restore his lost ascendancy. Laws enforcing the observance of Sunday as the Sabbath will bring about a national apostasy from the principles of republicanism upon which the government has been founded. The religion of the papacy will be accepted by the rulers, and the law of God will be made void. When the fifth seal was opened, John the Revelator in vision saw beneath the altar the company that were slain for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. After this came the scenes described in the 18th of Revelation, when those who are faithful and true are called out from Babylon. Revelation 18, verse 1-5, quoted. Shall we turn from every commercial inducement that hinders us from giving the testing message for this time to the poor souls who are under the very influences described in this scripture? The Lord has plainly stated their danger, but they have rejected the word of the Lord to follow after the deceptive influences of human and satanic agencies combined, and they have fallen into Satan's snare. I am sorry for Jones, who has been warned over and over again. Notwithstanding these warnings, he has allowed the enemy to fill his mind with thoughts of self-importance. Heed not his words, for he has rejected the plainest light and has chosen darkness instead. The Holy One hath given us messages clear and distinct, but some poor souls have been blinded by the falsehoods and the deceptive influences of satanic agencies, and have turned from truth and righteousness to follow these fallacies of satanic origin. Let the true-hearted youth come out from under the influence of every man who has refused the light of truth and who has accepted fables instead. The Holy One has given us rules for the guidance of all who will keep the way of the Lord. The law is God's standard, from which there can be no swerving without sin. Where God's will and way are not paramount, the first principles of holiness have yet to be learned. The rule of heaven, which must be observed with unswerving obedience, is, they shall keep the way of the Lord. Every other path is that of the destroyer. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Some, whose eyes are now blinded by Satan, seem to be proud of their smartness and keenness, as revealed in their deceptive, fraudulent, underhand dealings. But a day will come when the Word of God, as summed up in His law, will be vindicated. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., December 1, 1988. Entire Miss